Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
What's up, Family Liberty? Drill Sergeant, a.k.a. Admin Doug here, and it's over. It's finished. We won. And they said that all the marching and calling wouldn't work. They said that MAGA could not be shamed. But after 4 months of spewing lies and falsehoods and mistruths about people coming into the country being a bad thing, the administration is now allowing Africans to immigrate to the United States as refugees. And what? Huh? No, they like immigrants. No, they like the immigrants now. No, even the ones from the shithole countries. What? They're white? What the f***?
My name is Davey Wessels. President Trump, I see a lot of liberals wants to tell you what's going on in South Africa. Well, on ground level, our situation is dismal. And yes, you are correct in your assumption that South Africa is a failed state. We are experiencing a warlike situation with more than 22,000 people being murdered each year. Hundreds of thousands of people being affected by crime each year. Thousands of our people and children are being murdered and raped on a daily basis. I'm a boer and farmer, and since the ANC came into power, thousands of white farmers were murdered and tortured to death on their farms.
It's a genocide that's taking place that you people don't want to write about, but it's a terrible thing that's taking place, and farmers are being killed. They happen to be white, but whether they're white or black makes no difference to me, but white farmers are being brutally killed, and their land is being confiscated in South Africa, and the newspapers and the media, television media, doesn't even talk about it.
South Africa reports over 20,000 killings and deaths a year. Of that, only around 50 were white South African farmers.
Oh my God!
In case you missed it, Donald Trump is openly and brazenly pushing his whites-only immigration vision. They have an entire whole-ass website set up to help these white immigrants get into the United States within just a few months and receiving top-end housing, benefits, and support such as a monthly stipend. Brown people need not apply. And just so we're clear, fam, Afghan citizens who helped the United States during the 20 plus years long global war on terror no longer have refugee protection. The Taliban will torture and kill refugees who helped America during our war there if we denied them entry and they are identified as still living in Afghanistan. Torture. The administration spent weeks on a news cycle blasting Haitian refugees as having eaten your dogs and cats. But the South Africans, the South Africans that are being fast-tracked don't even need to prove persecution. That's literally on the website. We'll take a look at it in a minute. So, why South Africans, you may ask? Good question. According to the actual human white people living there that we know personally, there's nothing wrong with white life in post-apartheid South Africa. Nothing.
So it's that time of the year again where white replacement and white genocide conspiracy theorists get together and talk about the white farm murders in South Africa. What are the white farm murders in South Africa? I'm so glad you asked. What is the case is that despite the fact white people only make up a measly 8% of the population in South Africa, white people also own proportionately more commercial agricultural properties than indigenous black people in South Africa. And I've seen so many videos of white Americans talking about how they've paid for white refugees from South Africa to save them from the farm murders, and then later finding out that those people have taken them for a ride, like free vacation, free immigration. Like, you guys are being played so hard and honestly deserved. You don't have to take my word on the fact that there is no white genocide in South Africa. I'm not going to pull a "there's no war in Bossing" say on you guys. You just need to do the math. It's so simple. White people in this country, we make up 8% of the population. our government is primarily Indigenous Black South Africans. Our population is primarily Black Indigenous South Africans. If any of those demographics wanted us gone, we would be gone overnight.
So what could possibly be so attractive about coming here? Huh? And what the hell are they so upset about at home that could drive them here? Well, luckily for us, good people, these dipshits literally put the answer right on the welcome website, like a fucking Sandals Resort advertisement for Sith Lords. Look at this shit. No need to prove persecution. Maybe that's because they can't prove persecution. Says here, you get free support from the government. But Social Security for citizens is a Ponzi scheme? Commercial farmers are fast-tracked. Let's see, is that while citizen farms are being decimated?
Let's cut to AcreTrader. What is AcreTrader? AcreTrader is an investment company based out of Ohio that invests in farmland, providing farmland and resources to people who want to farm. One of the initial investors in AcreTrader was none other than J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, who's at the helm of their administration, who is now having all these farmers fail because the farmers didn't get continued subsidies. What happened when the farmers didn't get continued subsidies? The government is grabbing their land up. So we have Afrikaners who were farmers coming to America as refugees with skill sets to farm, and some of the initial investment group funds that came into this company were also from South Africa. Are we seeing the picture now? So,
and this is the piece de resistance. Disfavored minorities are the only ones welcome. That's the white people in South Africa. The reason for that is American citizens are fine with removing faceless darkies while cosplaying as patriots, but look outside. Huh? Look outside, people. Every capital, every weekend, every public park, and even at the doors of Congress, they don't have the numbers. The real Americans are fighting back. The real Americans won't go quietly. We ended segregation more than a generation ago. Even the most racist, khaki pant wearing, closeted gay U-Haul cargo boy doesn't really have the stomach to actually fulfill those fantasies of theirs. In short, they don't have the numbers. Let me make it personal for MAGA scum in the back. You don't have the numbers, pussy. Yeah. That evil empire, they need the people who still know what it takes to turn a population of humans into a class of servants. They need that special kind of practiced everyday evil it takes to turn people like me into objects of every white sadist's desire. They are importing seasoned, open-eyed gore watchers who will go eat lunch after watching a dismemberment. The kind that would bring their children to watch a hang, then burn, and then take a piece of the skin home to commemorate the picnic with their daughter. They just don't have the numbers for that kind of sickness anymore. So they're importing the virus itself. That's the good news. Believe it or not, if we act quickly, we can stop the spread of this hate cancer. But how long do you think it will take for the poisonous words of seasoned subjugators to infect the rest of the population only a few generations into remission? Does that scare you? Good. The cancer of ideology and poisonous words isn't defeated by guns and ammo. The first treatment for that disease is this, right here. This on YouTube. You are watching it. You must speak what you hear me say. You must prepare the body for the final treatment. Spread the word. Spread the word to real Americans. Shore up every corner you can of the ideological immune system. Then we raise the white blood cell count. We, the people, each one of us is the white blood cell. June 6th on D-Day in Washington, D.C. Will the count be high enough? Will we see you there? Then the next one on the 14th, will it be higher? What about in the halls of Congress like we just saw? Will the count rise? You have the blueprint. Spread the word. Reject the evil ideology. Prepare the body every day and watch the cell count rise until this disgusting fever breaks. You have the blueprint, family, and as of right now, they don't have the numbers. If you made it to the end, type in the comment section, I am the vaccine to this disease. I am the vaccine to this disease. Then share this content. Go to Political Drain and share that content. Go to Park Rose Permaculture and share that content. Go to the VOR podcast and share that content. Go to Midas Touch. Go to Major Richard Ojeda. Go to Ken Harborough, the Valor Media, and the Enemy from Within and share that content. Raise the cell count and break this fucking fever already. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops, but for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe you can get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.